time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Hey, it's good to have you on board. We're live in Vegas, South Point Sportsbook. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. In this hour, a Major League Baseball preview from a betting perspective. In 25 minutes, line moves for this week in college football, a Monday Night Football recap, and Jeff Sherman in 45 minutes from the Westgate Superbook. So we have four games on the docket today. We ran this down probably about 30 minutes ago. Game one is Astros Twins. I like how all these games are going to be on major networks, ABC, ESPN, TBS.
Yeah.
They have the Blue Jays and Rays today. So we have a game. We'll go East Coast time. 2 o'clock. We have 3 o'clock. We have 5 o'clock and we have 7 o'clock East Coast time. And I would expect, right? What else is going to be happening? Well, the debate's going to be on today, which we'll run down props a little bit later on. But that Yankees-Indians game tonight with Cole versus Bieber, I would think that's going to do pretty decent on TV.
Yeah, that'll be strong. Like tomorrow, they're playing in prime time as well. It's strange that Cole's going and the best pitcher is on the other team. I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah, right.
And with something we discussed yesterday, Bieber 11-1 to the under, first five on the season, and it's a three. It's three. Wow. How about that?
In an American League game, it's three.
Yep. One more thing, too, about the White Sox. Record is a favorite this year. White Sox, 27-10. Record is a road favorite, 13-3. Record is a favorite against a, record against a lefty on the road, 7-0. And then 14-0. On the season.
Let me give you some numbers here from Joe Osborne. Some trends on teams this year. Minnesota, 31-7-6, first five record versus right-handed batters. 31-7 with six pushes.
Pitchers, you mean?
First five.
Pitchers?
Against right-handed starters, yeah.
Starters, okay.
What did I say?
These batters.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
31-7-6, first five record versus right-handed batters. That's insane. Maeda, 7-0-4, first five record. Okay. Cleveland, 18-4, first five over-under record at home. So that means 18 unders at home in the first five. And Oakland, with this bullpen, Pauly, they are 27-0 when they lead after the seventh inning. So you have to get it to this team early, obviously. And he's a good manager, Melvin. And he knows how to mix guys in. And they have maybe the best closer in baseball.
Yeah, there's two things I can't get away from. There are issues they've had in October and the issues they've had, the White Sox record against lefties, how they just feast on the lefties, everything we ran down half an hour ago. And then some other numbers here. So we beat up the Twins, and rightfully so. They have the record. They've lost 16 straight playoff games. They haven't won a series since 2002. How about the pressure on the Braves tomorrow as well? And I bet the Braves to win the series. I thought it was too low because I'll run down some numbers on the Reds coming up. How about Atlanta? 2019 lost in five to St. Louis. 2018 lost in four to the Dodgers. 2013 lost in four to the Dodgers. 2012 lost in the wild card game. 2010 lost in four to the Giants. 2005 lost in four to Houston. 2004 lost in five to Houston. 2003 lost in five to the Cubs. 2002 lost in five to the Giants. I mean, this is 18 years.
I can't believe that.
You got several teams here with an 18 to 20 year plus gap that they haven't want to play. One thing for the Reds, they're never in it. But for the Twins and the Braves to sit here 17, 18 years without winning a playoff series is nuts.
Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. It is the Sports Betting Network. Beginning this hour with a preview of Major League Baseball playoffs, you're exactly right. And this team is always good. They're always competitive. It seems like they make the playoffs almost every single year. This is a good breakdown on ESPN.com. The matchup to watch in round one for the Braves. Their hitters against the Reds fastballs. The second best offense in the majors as the Dodgers crept ahead of the Braves in runs per game, 5.82 to 5.80 against the dynamic rotation of the Reds. The Reds led the majors and weighted on base against fastballs, hitting 304 and slugging 547. Game two starter Luis Castillo had the second highest swing and miss rate among starters in with his fastball, 37.1%. So that is a tremendous matchup. And then, of course, it's going to be Bauer going in game one, whose swing and miss rate is 23%.
Yeah.
But batters only hit 141 against his fastball.
And there's a first five under. I like that first five under tomorrow. I mean, that whole series. I mean, the Reds hit 212, the lowest average ever for a playoff team, and the second lowest average ever, period. The 1910 White Sox hit 210. I mean, think about that. So this is a bunch of Rob Deers on this team. A lot of them, it's either home run or bust. So and they were great, though, against Minnesota. And they were great down the stretch. Yeah. Once I give them full marks, I dismissed them. I was like, what a disappointment. They were the sexy pick along with the White Sox. And then they got hot down the stretch, and the offense came alive, but a lot of due to the home run ball, too. But when you're looking at Bauer, Castillo, and Gray in a short series, and the Atlanta's problems, and then who knows about Max coming off the injury, which he should be okay. And then they're going to probably go Tyler Anderson, and then maybe Wright in game three. But with this, and I like the back end of the Cincinnati bullpen, too. And bullpens are going to be very important. I mean, do you trust Jansen? Do you trust Baez and the same cast of characters and clowns with the Dodgers? I sure don't.
Yep.
And then something else here. Now, it won't come into play because games are every single day here, and it's just 1, 2, 3, and then we're on to the next round. But this was on a high heat with Christopher Russo. Since the wild card era in 1995, starters on short rest, record of 30-45 with an ERA of 4 and change, average length of the start, 5 1/3. The team's record is 49-73. So you've had some moments there by Kershaw and other guys, but usually if a guy's going on short rest, he's going to get beat.
It's a bad spot.
The team's going to get beat.
You're kind of up against it. By the way, on that note with the Reds batting average, let me add on that with this. Did you realize their BABIP, Paulie? Batting average of balls in play this year for the Reds was 245. That's the lowest mark since the 1968 Yankees. So even when they were, you know, making contact, getting the balls to actually be in play, that's 245 for a team? Oh, my God. Miserable. Some bad luck, obviously, in there as well. That's what BABIP, you know, kind of means. But wow, is that low to go along with the 212 on the entire season. But I'm with you. I thought the Braves number was a little bit low on the send-out. Here at the South Point, they opened up the Braves minus 140. What do you make of this Padres number against the Cardinals here?
I think I lay $1.20, $1.30, something like
that. You did? Okay, better number then.
Too much respect for the Reds, in my opinion. And it's a good story. And again, you have to worry about those pitchers and the history with the Braves. But I had to bet it on principle. And I also, I'll give out one in pocket later. And I had to take a shot with the Astros, even though the Twins should win. But all their problems. Mm-hmm. Now, how about the Yankees? I mean, we thought they were going to run away with it. They had so many injuries. Bieber is 8-1 with a 1.63. He was the first pitcher to win a Triple Crown since 2006. Rightfully in the MVP discussion, and rightfully so. But you wonder if the Yankees can slow down the Indians. Are also, are they going to hit home runs? They're need to. What's with that metric there in the bottom at 26 isolated power? Yeah.
If they do, it's going to be from Ramirez.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is too much respect for the Indians. And this is, you're almost on a free roll here with the Cole in game one. If you beat Bieber, it's all Carrasco and Plesac, please. Against the Yankees lineup?
Sure.
No, I don't see it. So the Yankees are playing with house money tonight. And I still wouldn't be surprised if they can get a couple. And then Cole, typical Cole, and what we've seen from him the last couple years.
Right.
He had one bad start last year in the playoffs. So one bad start.
Here's the way I would look at this. If the Indians win this game tonight, and Bieber's been the man all year long, they certainly can, obviously. I would come back and look at the Yankees to win the series after game one. Reason being,
what do you think that'd be fascinating to see adjusted series prices.
How are they going to adjust?
Like,
yeah, you're exactly right. But another good tweet here from Joe Osborne. In 8 career playoff starts, Tanaka has a 1.76 ERA with 1 or fewer earned runs in 5 of the starts.
Wow.
And I remember this from, you know, going back. Tanaka absolutely is a big game pitcher. He really is. In the postseason, the guy has been nails. So you're going to get him in game two against Carrasco. I'll take my chances there with Tanaka. And then what the Yankees can do in game three, I don't know, but it's going to be against Plesac, and that Yankees lineup should be able to mash off him. But tonight, again, must-watch television. What do you do with that first 5 total of 3?
I can't play an under 3.
Neither can I.
No. I couldn't go under 3, you know, Dwight Gooden back in the mid-'80s. I can't. Under 3, that's, yeah. No. The other one, too, the National League matchups. And we'll see if the Reds can pull a mini upset in the 2-7. Can you imagine if the Dodgers lose this series or if they get beat in game one? They're going to go Bueller and then Kershaw. But you go 43-17 and the Brewers are under 500. And even though Woodruff's a pretty good pitcher. But, I mean, do they have to be feeling it, too? 1988, they keep choking. What happened last year against the Nats? Kershaw's issues in October, well documented.
They took the Dodgers to a Game 7 a couple of years ago. NLCS with Yelich, yeah, the MVP.
Yeah. But Yelich has had a bad year.
Yep.
This isn't a good Milwaukee team. And this Dodger lineup is so ferocious and so potent from top to bottom that you should sit, even if you get an average start out of Buehler and Kershaw, that should be enough because they should score so many runs. And they really should. And I also will agree with Chris Russo. I do not like this, that the Dodgers would play the Padres in the second round. The Padres have the second best record in the league. You shouldn't face them in the. You should reseed.
It's asinine.
That is dumb. But I would. Maybe the Padres are so young they don't know any better, and experience doesn't matter, and they just go out and have fun. And I was very impressed that they took 3 out of 4 from the Giants on the road, and the Giants needed the games, and they kept them out of the playoffs. But Wainwright's a below-average pitcher now. The Cardinals aren't very good. But look at this, don't you think this is crazy? 2-1 here. The Padres are 240 series price. I don't even know about the pitchers. Who's going to go? And if they can't throw Paddock, Davies had a great year. I don't want Paddock near the mound in a big game. The other thing, watching this Hill character coming over the weekend with the bullpen, who are they going to bring in? Some guys are good. Other guys stink, and they keep bringing them in. And that was a big storyline since the season started, how this guy used his bullpen. And they had so many issues early on. Rosenthal is ace is closing the game. Other guys they have are solid. But bringing in this lefty, this Hill, and some of this other, I mean, he blew a couple games over the weekend.
So on the air yesterday, we talked about the points bet opening numbers. And we said Cardinals plus 145 with the Padres pitching staff kind of up in the air right now. 145 looked attractive. Now you're telling me that I can get 2-1 on St. Louis to win the series here at the South Point?
Yeah.
I am absolutely betting that. No doubt. Now, this is a good point. Again, ESPN.com with a good breakdown. Most likely October hero for the Cardinals. When the Cardinals win, the heroes are never who you expect.
That's true.
Going back in their history, 2006 NLCS MVP was Jeff Suppan. I don't even remember that. World Series MVP, David Eckstein. In 2011, you got to remember this, David Freese took home both honors. NLCS MVP in 2013, Michael Wacha. So as they point out, we're probably going to look at somebody like a Brad Miller, a guy who was released by the Brewers and Dodgers in recent years and weighed by the Indians and given up for catch by the Yankees to step up big here for the Cardinals. And there's also this, how they actually manage with runners in scoring position. The Padres led the majors with a .310 average and .569 slugging with runners in scoring position. The Cardinals gave up .222 average with RISP. And pinch hitting for the Cardinals, collectively 1-for-29 on the year. A slash line of .034, .125, .034. Oh, my God. So, and pinch hitters will be a thing in the playoffs. It always is, and they're 1-of-29 on the year. Man, oh, man.
I do think the Cubs should take out the Marlins, though. And that's a great story with all the different players they had and coming off a 100-loss season. But the Cubs should take out. Mike Palm thinks the line's too high. I don't. The Cubs should be able to take out the Marlins. Now, what's interesting here is
Hold on.
The Marlins' chase rate is sky high,
yep.
But Darvish and Lester throw strikes.
Yes, they do.
So that's intriguing. Mm-hmm. But I trust Darvish and Lester, big game experience against the young Marlins. And I think in all this playoff experience and all these big guns they have, I mean, the Cubs' lineup was very disappointing. Now, the reason they're here is because of the pitching staff.
Oh, absolutely.
The starters were great. I had it backwards. I couldn't believe it, even though I thought they'd win the division. But Baez, Contreras, Bryant, Rizzo, these guys need to deliver, and I think they will. And they'll take out the Marlins. And I think they can win a couple series. And maybe they could take on the Dodgers. Now, where are you at with Kershaw? Is it overblown? Since 2013, he's 9-11, 25 starts, 5 relief appearances with a 4-4-3. He has struggled against St. Louis. They just have his number. He's had some horrible performances against the Cardinals. One of the games, I think he blew a 5-run lead. But then you also look back and say, well, it's the Astros, too. I mean, the guy's throwing breaking ball, breaking ball, breaking ball. He didn't get one swing and miss. Mm. They know what was coming. But so that's.
I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of that. Right? They had that series won. That was a great World Series.
But for a Hall of Famer and one of the best pitchers of my lifetime, you can't be 9-11 in the playoffs.
It's Peyton Manning.
Yes, exactly.
It's basically what he was for a long time.
Yeah. Now, this was very profitable when we did this with the hockey. They asked these ESPN experts to pick the series. 30 experts picked the Dodgers. Not one guy thinks the Brewers can beat the Dodgers. 30-0. 27 of the 30 ESPN analysts picked the Padres. 27 of the 30 picked the Padres to beat the Cardinals. 29 of the 30 picked Tampa Bay. 16 of them picked the Reds. 20 of the 30 picked the Cubs. 19 of the 30 picked the A's. 21 of the 30 picked the Twins. And 20 of the 30 picked the Indians.
20 out of 30 picked Cleveland.
That surprised me. It also just sees where these guys are just exception of the Reds, who were small. Most of these guys, and you see it with these pregame shows in football, they just refuse to pick an underdog. Just like, well, give me the favorite. Give me just like the public. I'll take the favorite. I mean, look at that.
Well, so evidently, though, like I'm trying to get like inside their heads, right?
I mean, the Cleveland's a pick 'em, really.
Well, 16 picked the Reds, so that's got to be strictly based on just the pitching.
Yeah.
Assuming they're going to, hold this. By the way, again, Braves' second best offense in baseball, 5.80 runs per game. And
I wouldn't call that an upset, though. It's a $1.30, $1.40 series price.
Yeah, but they can't hit.
Yeah.
So they just expect all three guys to go out there and be brilliant, and then some, the seven hitter in any given game is going to go nuts.
Well, this is what the Braves do, though. I mean, the Braves get into October and they choke. But 27 of the 30 to take the Padres. I like my Cardinals bet even more.
Yeah, so do I.
20, come on.
Well, look at how some of these numbers opened up. Dodgers minus 340 here. They were $3 at points bet. We talked about the Padres. Points bet had like $1.75 on them. Here, minus 240. The Cubs, what number did Mike think the number was too high at? Because points bet opened up Chicago to 190.
His quote was the Cubs shouldn't be 210 over anybody.
Okay.
That was his comment.
And they're 240 here at the South Point.
Yeah.
And in the American League, again, points bet opened up the White Sox plus money. Here, South Point minus 115 on the White Sox.
I hope this doesn't turn into March Madness. I love March Madness. And the first 4 days are the best 4 days in sports. But it's the only sporting event where people lose interest as it goes on. And if there's a lot of upsets, once you get to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, it's like, oh, okay, well, somebody's a match. I don't want to see a lot. I want to see the big boys going at it. I mean, the Bieber story is great, but I would like to see Tampa and the Yankees. I'd like to see Twins A's. I want to see the Cubs and the Dodgers. This is where I want the big markets and the brand name bias to go through. I want Dodgers. I want Cubs. The Reds are a good story. The Padres are a great story. Everyone likes that. Everyone likes Slam Diego. But this is...
Imagine we get Miami Milwaukee to go to the World Series.
I know. I mean, can you imagine if the Dodgers lose, if the Cubs lose? That's, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. What if the Astros win?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's very...
I mean, nobody's rooting for them. Well, they've had a terrible season.
Well, you don't want to see a team under 500 do anything.
No, I know that.
You don't want to see it.
If the Astros got back to the ALCS, that would be... See? No. Now what? Now what are you going to say? You can predict the narrative for the players and that organization if they actually make a run.
Yeah. We're going to encounter this in January. I mean, you don't want to see a team that make the playoffs 500 or below in the NFL. You don't want to see win a division or win a playoff. Bad enough they get a home playoff game. You don't want to see a division winner 7-9 and actually win a playoff game. Yep. So.
I'd say the best betting number here at the South Point certainly would be the Cardinals plus $2 against the Padres. That's my favorite number here. And the best one at points bet was clearly the Twins minus 120.
Now, the Padres should win, but that goes back to is Lament 100%, is Clevinger 100%, Davies had a great season, and then you got Myers and Tatis and Hosmer and Machado, and that rookie, the lefty, Chent, what's his name, Chentworth, whatever?
Yeah.
He's awesome. I mean, so many guys.
Might be the rookie of the year.
Yeah, should be, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they should win, but it goes back to, I mean, the Cardinals have won a World Series before. They didn't even have 90 wins. It's just they just find a way, alligator blood. They just find a way in October.
I know. If you were listening to the program yesterday, I hope some of you with access to points bet grabbed like the Twins minus 120 or maybe the White Sox plus money just based on the numbers. Doesn't mean they're going to be winners, obviously, but just really, I mean, I saw the Twins open 190 somewhere else. 190.
Ooh.
They were 120 at points bet. And if you're in New Jersey, Iowa, or Indiana, points bet is the sports book. Look at those numbers you can take advantage of. Again, very good numbers for football, all your favorite sports. See for yourself with faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards. As always, PointsBet is offering tons of promos bettors actually care about, like odds and parlay boosters, as well as cash out early options on selected games. Download their app today, the PointsBet app. Start betting with a 100% deposit match. Get up to $250. Sign up with the code VSIN250 and deposit $250 to get an extra $250 in bonus bets. That's VSIN250. Must be over 21. Visit the PointsBet app for full details. PointsBet, Stay sharp. We'll give you a rundown of the line moves this week in college football and some serious fading of this, quote, powerhouse.
French Open underway. You can earn extra boost this week at Bet Rivers. Get a 20% boost on any single bet every day through October 3rd with a maximum bet of $50. Not only that, at Bet Rivers, you can live stream a number of matches and bet live as you watch the French Open. You got to bet live tennis. It's awesome. Follow Nigel as well. Perfect week to try. Take advantage of this special offer and always get a $250 match bonus on your first deposit. One-time playthrough on all bonuses and great customer service at Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in Jersey is Play Sugar House Gambling Problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm going to wake you up Thursday. We'll do more on this Thursday. I want you to watch the Jets and Broncos game because there's some intrigue to it now. Number one, Gase could get fired if they lose.
Good.
That's out there. The other thing sent in from a viewer, thank you, he tweeted this in. And we'll see who the quarterback is for Denver. But you can in 2017, Gase was the head coach of the Dolphins. They played the Broncos. It was 35-9 with 10 minutes left. They went onside. They got it. And then he was kept throwing the ball, trying to rub it in. Now they said, "What?" He goes, "Well, I wanted to keep playing all that business." Apparently, Elway badmouthed them to the 49ers as he interviewed, and he was trying to get his head coaching job. He eventually got the job with Miami. But apparently, Elway was badmouthing them all over the league. So Gase wanted to run it up on him and went onside kick. And now the shoe's on the other foot here. Maybe, well, I know it's 0-3 against 0-3.
A little revenge.
But maybe that's something where Elway's saying, you know, hey, maybe they remember it too. I don't know how many guys were on that team. But in 2017, Gase went onside 35-9 with 10 minutes left. He got it and he kept throwing the ball.
I pride myself in remembering different games throughout, you know, every single college, you know, college football and NFL season throughout the years. I don't remember that game. Do you? I cannot recall that game happening. Damn.
No.
By the way, there's also
this. Oh, my God.
What?
Bruno's coming in half. He just sent me a nudge. He just hit something.
This morning.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'll go in fresh.
Oh, okay. Incoming, John.
Jackpot. Nice one.
Another big J. Yeah, $2, okay. Though. Ultimate crack.
How about this tweet? Zach Stevens covers the Broncos.
Okay.
Cortland Sutton out for the year.
Oh.
Von Miller likely out for the year. Jarrell Casey likely out for the year. AJ Bouye out weeks. Lindsey out weeks. Locke out weeks. Other players out for the year, out weeks. Our buddy Chad Andrus in Denver quote tweeted that and said, "And this team's laying points to the Jets. My God, how bad are they?"
Yeah. Yeah. That's intrigue, you know. I'm intrigued. I'm going to watch it.
Paulie, too good to be true.
Plus, he might get fired if he loses. Yeah.
Cardinals not 2-1 here. The line moved. They're now plus 165. I went to bet it during the break.
Yeah, the sheet says current.
I know.
2-1, yeah.
But plus 165.
You can find 180, though.
The Twins are as high as 185 here, 190 at Circa. Again, they were minus 120 at points bet. And the Indians are favored at Circa. Did you say that earlier? It was another spot?
Yeah.
Now, they're a $1.15 at Circa to win the series. And the White Sox are even money.
Yeah, and they're favored at several spots. Yeah, we made a strong case for the White Sox. I mean, especially if the A's are going to throw two lefties, which that remains to be seen, but you're throwing Lizardo today. But I don't know why you wouldn't. You got to go Bassett, and then I would trust Fiers and some of these other guys as opposed to Manaea and then there are issues. It's a perfect matchup for the White Sox. Perfect matchup. It worked out for them beautifully. Yep. It did.
Okay, so some line moves in college football this week over at Circa. They set the openers on Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, actually, and they really go on the move. Navy opened up plus one at Air Force. They're minus 7. 8-point move already. How about this? People are not buying into this Oklahoma. They've seen enough with the Sooners.
Yep, of course.
They open up 12 against Iowa State. Cyclones now catching 7. That game has moved 5 full points.
Yep.
Central Florida open. This team, if they had that many kids say, screw it, we're going to opt out, are they just going to run it up on everybody else again this year? They open up 18 against Tulane. They're 21.5.
Yeah. I give you some other breaking news from Follow the Money News. Win it all, get it all. He's back.
Yeah.
They just sent me the picture of Mac just bet $250,000 on the Astros, 24-1. He got the DraftKings ticket. Now he's got a hedge again with the furniture promotion. Win it all, get it all. So he's making all these bets with the Astros to win the World Series.
Because he got down.
Frank B. and Anthony Curtis on the case again.
So yeah. A book took 250,000.
I'm looking at the ticket.
At 24-1.
DraftKings took 250,000 at 24-1.
You know there was a book
yeah.
that only allowed him to win 4,000 on a bet?
No.
On the Astros.
Here?
Frank B. told me that late last week.
Oh, no.
They tried to get down some more money. One of the books allowed to win 4,000. To win!
Ticket pays $6.2 million. Win it all, get it all.
Wow. Okay. A Monday Night Football recap and some updated numbers this morning here on Follow the Money. How did your football betting go this weekend? As you know, there's always room to improve your sports betting IQ, and VSiN is here to help you bet smarter this season. Start your 7-day risk-free trial and place your next bet with confidence. Sign up today. Here's what you're going to get, folks. Point Spread Weekly, our digital betting guide with NFL power ratings and consensus picks from our experts. Steve Mackin and his power ratings had KC over Baltimore ahead of them going back for a long, long time. I did not. I had Baltimore higher. That flips after last night. 24/7 live video streaming with full replays of all VSiN shows, the college football betting guide with previews, predictions, and betting strategies. And the daily email is great. Best bets from everybody here. Shows, hosts, guests. You can visit VSiN.com/subscribe to start your risk-free trial today. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And by the way, if you missed like any of the show and you want to go back and you're big into podcasts, bookmark this. It's a good link. It's VSiN.com/best bets. VSiN.com/best bets, where we have a lot of our content available via podcast form. So go back over that breaking news that you got again in the last segment.
So Mattress Mac is the big furniture guy in Houston. Great man. He's been on the show before. Comes on with my guys in the desert as well. And he always has that promotion. You get your furniture for free, or you know, you trade. You can get some trade as well. The promotion, if the Astros win the World Series. So he's got to come and he's got to hedge because last year was they unable to get the insurance and getting down with that, and it worked out for them with what happened, blowing the lead. And here it is, the same promotion, but they're up against it, under 500. And so Frank and Anthony Curtis going all over the country to get the best numbers and getting down for them. And, well, makes it easier now with the prices. The last couple of years they've been chalk or close to it. So now you're looking at 24-1 and huge prices, so it's a lot easier for them to bet a little to win a lot. Which another good reason, by the way, I think you'll see that Laker line come down. It's an event. It's still an event. Lakers, LeBron, Pat Riley, Heat. The history there with LeBron and Riley. He's going back against his former team. Who wants to lay 350 to win 100? I mean, it's going to be give me the Heat. So I think you'll still, So they already had the $250,000 bet at the draft. Boy, they'll take anything. Johnny Avello, full marks. And I know he was quoted in that David Purdom story with these crazy prop bets, too. It's just taking half a million, 250.
The whole thing
guys buying totals down.
Right. So 250,000 at 24-1. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. And yet another book, I believe it's out here in Las Vegas, said, we'll let Mac get down, but to win 4,000. And they're like 30-1 at certain books.
Well, I like the full.
I don't know. That. And then other people can't have the whole thing is just bizarre to me. He's at it again, huh? Does he even have to hedge this time around?
Well, I don't know. Yes, I would imagine. Yeah. That was the thing last year. They couldn't get an accurate estimate on what the liability was because the promotion was so hot. And while the playoffs were going on, he kept selling the furniture. It was over $20 million, I believe, right.
Does the promotion this year, do the folks, you know, in the areas of the country where you can actually buy his furniture, are they going to be taking advantage of it because the Astros are not close to what they've been over the last 3 years? All right, we got to get Frank on.
Oh, my God. This
Bruno, another one?
He's here.
And he hit one?
He's here. He just won $4,000. And before that, he won, won $8,000. I go, he keeps sending me this pair. I go, where are you? Yeah, he's in the high limit here.
Both of them here.
Right now. I go, where are you? Because I'm getting paid. They're paying me right now. He's sending me the text, and I don't see. Then I finally see in the background. I go, where are you? Oh, you're here. He goes, yeah, I'm getting paid. I'll come in 20 minutes. The guy's up $12,000.
The amount of money we're losing right now doing this show.
Well, yeah. Good thing he got up today.
No kidding.
Like, good thing. Percentage, hey, you take the car. You gonna lock him out of the studio, Delica?
Right.
Percentage, Bruno. Boy, a time to be alive.
You can't wait until 7 o'clock.
Look at this. No, I'm not. Look okay. at this. I got the baseball playoffs. Look at this. Yeah, 4,000. Mm. Getting paid. He's right here in the South Point. Michael Gunn, Ryan Growney. They got great machines here. No doubt about it. This is fantastic. Guy comes in to do a TV spot. He's up 12,000. Unbelievable. What a time to be alive. He just had a big hit Sunday. I'm going to show you too. Poor John. He's got all the pictures. High limit gambler. I love Chris B. Chris B's got. He's the guy that was working the night the place was robbed, and the guy's sitting there drinking his Heineken.
Had no idea.
He played that on Best Of, the 3-year anniversary show.
Had no idea the place was getting robbed.
Yeah.
I'll take another drink.
Get down.
What?
Get down.
What are you talking about?
Empty the drawer.
Why we should actually use it as a pitch now to people to come in studio once in a while with us. Hey, you can play the high limits here. Chris B won 12,000.
What a lunatic.
In a span of about 6 minutes.
$50 a push he's playing. Animal. I like to party with this guy. And we will, because I owe him dinner. Got to go out.
$50 a push. Yeah, that's fun. That's living.
You know, it is absolutely disgusting what has happened out here with the comp policy that I've talked about. The amount of money. He'll tell you the same thing. Bring it up. The amount of money you're putting through at a lot of these spots, not here, but you can't even get like a free night for a room, or you can't even get a $100 comp to the steakhouse. It's really? Like, I'm in 3,000 here and in 20 minutes. What are you talking about? I can't get $100 to the sushi place.
Didn't you tell a story of where you tried to secure like the theater at a spot?
They don't do it.
And they said no,
they don't do that anymore. Yeah, not enough play.
Or you tried to get a room for in-laws, or not in-laws, but the family that was in town.
Girlfriend's mom came into town. Yeah.
Unreal.
Couldn't get a comped room. Yeah, put $600,000 through. I mean, give me a break.
Hey, updated odds this morning to win the Super Bowl. Chiefs now 4-1. Ravens back to plus 650. Before last night, Ravens were plus 350 at certain books. Chiefs were 5-1. And now Russell Wilson has some company to win the MVP. I'm saying in terms of the number, right? Mahomes was 6-1 before the game last night. He's now down to plus 380. That's the latest number I could find. I think that was at FanDuel. Russ was 2-1 pretty much everywhere. He's like back to plus 220, I believe, is the number.
Is this like Jordan, though? Is this like Jordan LeBron? We know you're the best. We give it to you every year. This guy is Wilson's so good, he's never even received a vote. Is it? Are we getting in that territory now?
That's why I have a bet on Wilson at plus 650, because people do put in their bets based on narrative. We heard that with the NBA MVP. And I think Wilson at this point, if this rate continues for him, right, that people are going to say he's never received a vote ever for the MVP. Certainly he's going to get my vote this year.
Yeah.
If they win 10 or 11 games and he's Superman the whole year and puts up 50 touchdowns, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Another report, Frank B. says more to come.
More to come.
They're dancing all over. Yeah, they're going to get more. They got to get more down. Got to get more. Well, when we can get 25-1, though, it's easy to do.
What's the liability this year?
I just asked them.
Good God.
I asked them. This is fun. Our guest is up $12,000 in an hour. We got Mattress Mac.
Quarter million on the Astros at 24-1.
There's a $6 million for you. Got that. Sco Maeda. How about the guy who put $500,000 on the Twins tonight in game one?
I saw that.
Did you see that? Was that DraftKings too?
Must have been.
Twins have lost 16 straight playoff games. Guy put $500,000 on the Twins today.
Probably the guy who's losing these prospects. Yeah. Indeed helps you find the high-impact hire your business needs, and fast. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at Indeed.com/high-impact. We're live today, South Point Sportsbook, as always. We'll head across town here. Jeff Sherman, VP Risk Management over at the Westgate Superbook. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Great. How's it going, guys?
Well, very well. A lot of action going on here today. Let's begin with the Monday Night Football game from last night. Overall, the handle, you said, you know, late last week that it could surpass what we had, all things considered here. Huge handle last week, Monday Night Football, first ever game for the Raiders here in this city. And you said it might be the highest handled Monday Night game of the entire year. Did it get to that point? And overall, what were the results like with the Chiefs winning outright? And by the way, landing 54.
Yeah, the handle fell just a few dollars short of what we did on the Raiders game last week. So it's going to be hard pressed to see that one beat, because we thought last week or last night would have been the largest game that we had this year. So the opening night, Monday night Raider game, looks like it could have some staying power with that. And, you know, we saw some larger waiters show up last week on the Raiders Saints game. There was a lot more accumulation this week, but nothing as large as we saw last week. And the result was solid for the book last night, and everything was on to the total. We needed it under 54.5, and we kept writing money over 54.5, over 55. So that was the difference between winning and losing for our book, was the total staying under.
Unbelievable.
I mean, think about what had to break to fall your way, Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you just, so many times you see it, you know, go for you, go against you and stuff like that. And especially a high profile matchup on a Monday night game like that. Definitely and easily a six-figure swing for us.
Oh, okay. What were the best results and or the worst results in the NFL this weekend?
Well, the best one for us was the Lions beating the Cardinals outright, because that took care of some teasers and money line parlays and things like that. And some of the other good ones, the Bears coming back to beat the Falcons. We had a lot of Falcons money and money line in that game. Seattle covering against Dallas. Dallas was one of those rare dogs that everyone was supporting there. And I know the line moved up, but we needed the Patriots against the Raiders. And I know we booked it from that standpoint of needing the Patriots, just because we thought it was a bad spot for the Raiders. And there was a lot of money line money that showed up on the Raiders for that game. So that was actually a good result for us. And the worst ones were the Rams Bills with that landing three. That wasn't good for us. And then the Sunday night game, the Packers winning outright against the Saints.
Wow.
Yeah, and going over. That certainly did not help.
Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, they love betting the Packers. Okay, so you have a ton of Laker liability, and they always come in from Southern California. And the Laker money never stops. Did you just take $20,000 on the Lakers last month, too? Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we took $20,000 at 7-5 at plus 140. So it's been persistent. And the thing that I've been explaining about this is the liability adding up and staying there. You know, usually over the course, you can offset that. Mm-hmm. But from the get-go, when there was anticipation that Kawhi might sign with the Lakers, I mean, back last summer, we had $10,000 at 7-4 odds plus 175. And we had bets like that were persistent throughout the year. So the liability stayed at a certain point and went with us all the way through the playoffs, right. And that's where we're sitting today. Yeah.
Great breakdown. And then some people were ahead of the game, too, with the Davis news, and then also people were anticipating Kawhi was going to come as well. So how much of this price, as an NBA expert, how much is this opinion, or how much is this liability that you opened 450, and then, of course, 17 of the 18 first bets that came and were on the Heat?
Well, we made the game 5.5, and that's what we opened. And for the series price based on that, we normally would have put up minus $4. And so we went 450 with a little bit just to stave off some of that Laker support, which we always anticipate. But the prices come down. We went 5. And now we settled at minus 360 plus 300. And we're seeing a lot of 2A in that range. So that looks like a good price right there.
Okay. So as Paul said, you took 17 of the first 18 bets on Miami. At what point did that start to correct, though, with the overall ticket count? Did it ever get to like 30 of the first 32, you know, and so forth and so on?
Well, we're seeing right now 80% of the tickets on the Heat and 75% of the money on the Heat. And it's gone away from 17 out of the first 18 once we got into this range, minus 380 plus 320 and down to $363. So really right now we're seeing that two-way show up, but when you're at $4, a little bit higher than that, it's going to just attract more Heat money.
Who do you like in the series?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when I watched that last game against Denver and that fourth quarter, LeBron looked so unbelievably locked in and he absolutely took over the game in every facet. And at the point they're at now, four games away, I mean, this is a season that, you know, he's really been targeting to, you know, quiet the naysayers, what people have been saying about him. I know there's this whole Kobe angle, things like that. And the Lakers do have, no question, the two best players on the court. And this is a superstar league, and I'd expect them to get the calls when it comes down to that. And as long as Anthony Davis's ankle isn't an issue and those two guys are healthy, I'd expect the Lakers to come away. I could see Miami being tough in every game,
yeah,
but something like 4-2 Lakers.
They can shoot, and they have a lot of depth. And we've seen it's one night it's Bam, one night it's Hero, one night it's Butler. Do you think they're the third best team in the league? Power rated right now? Would it go Laker? Would you go Lakers, Clippers, Heat?
No, I wouldn't do that. I still, even though they beat the Bucks, the Bucks would be power rated higher still. If the Bucks played tomorrow against the Heat, they'd still be favored in that game. It's a team that's playing well, that's gotten hot at the right time, but they're not the third best team in the league. They're definitely up there, but they still wouldn't be ranked at number three.
All right, Jeff. So let's pretend here for a second. Let's try to rank like the top six, seven, eight players in this series. And we'll agree that Davis and LeBron obviously are one and two in any order. After that, when's the next Laker that gets on the list? I think you could rattle off four, five, maybe six straight Heat players.
Yeah, that's the tough part because, I mean, everyone's been saying they need Kyle Kuzma to be that third guy. He's way too inconsistent. You know, the one that has actually shown up in the playoffs that's done well for him is Rondo, surprisingly enough. The games that he's played after he came back from his injury, he actually meant something to the team and contributed, surprisingly made some three-point shots. I tell you, every time he pulls up, the first thing I say is, no, don't shoot that, because he's not a three-point shooter. But he's been on his game and just keeping the flow going and coming off the bench and doing a great job for him. And so if he can play solid basketball, he looks like the Laker number three now. You know, they got production out of Dwight Howard when Vogel switched and had him starting against Jokic. So if Howard can just play some consistency and put up like 8-8, something like that, you know, that's where the pieces need to fall for the Lakers.
Good point about LeBron in the fourth quarter. We haven't seen that in a while. He just took over and he was awesome and dominated, but we'll see if that can continue in the finals. And also he was resting a lot too. We'll do more on that with Coach Thorpe. How were the NHL playoffs and the result of Tampa Bay winning?
Well, that was good for us. We really needed Tampa. We took a lot of Dallas money in the series price. I think we had a $70,000 wager on Dallas before the series started. So we definitely needed Tampa, and they were short in the futures all year. So they were a positive result for us. And the handle did really well. It really picked up as the series went on. And last night was tremendous. So it was a very well-played tournament by the teams. The bubble worked out perfectly, and glad to see it succeed.
Last night was tremendous, huh? How many times over do you think the handle would have multiplied if the Knights were actually playing for the Stanley Cup? 7, 8, 10 times?
I think it could have been 3 to 4 times.
Okay.
Because we rode enough last night that it would definitely would have been a lot larger, but you can't exponentially add to it just because the handle was well enough last night.
Yeah. Have you taken any decent bets for the Major League Baseball playoffs and series prices that you guys posted?
Not too much yet. Our largest one so far is the Cardinals plus 180 in the series against the Padres for 5,000. So it's been $3,000 to $5,000 wagers. And, you know, I'm sure approaching game time today, tomorrow, we'll see some larger ones because they do show up. But so far it's been a little bit light on that front with the numbers just coming out yesterday.
Okay. Next head coach of the Clippers, by the way, before we let you go, is going to be who?
I would have to go with Tyronn Lue.
So would I. Yeah, good. I'm with you on that one. I think that's a no-brainer.
Jeff, right move, getting rid of Doc?
Well, it looks like it was stale with him at this point, and with his track record of blowing leads in playoffs, something had to be done. And I don't believe they're going to go a different direction than Paul George. So they had to shake something up, and I think that changing the culture a little bit is the direction they're going. So it looked like the right move.
You can follow Jeff on Twitter. He is at Golf Odds, VP Risk Management over at the Westgate Superbook. Jeff, always great to talk to you. Have a good week.
All right. Thanks. You guys too.
Yep, take care.
Thanks, Jeff. There's also a lot of people with, you know, it's meant to be and all that. A lot of people bet the Lakers when after the Kobe thing.
I know.
Saying
I know.
They'll win it for Kobe. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. Here we are. You got that too. Mattress Mac update, Frank B. Not sure on the liability, but we're pretty close to covered, according to Mac. They're trying to get down on game one. So they're gonna fire on the Twins today.
So he's been running this all year long, even though the Astros have been bad. People have purchased that much. That is incredible.
Yeah.
The guy's awesome.
Guy can sell.
Oh, yeah, you think?
He's great. Oh, yeah, he can move product. It's like me. Yeah. Hey, there he is. He's ready to go. Get the cash. Crispy hanging out behind us.
He could sell red popsicles, right, to a woman in a white dress in the desert. He could. Yeah. He's amazing.
He's great.
I can't believe this.
Well, I mean, you always need the furniture. I mean, also how things have gone on here in the world. Where, again, I go back to the Mercedes dealership. I go back in, through the roof. They had like their second best month. After they had their record month, the next month was the best. What were the other speedboats? People going crazy with it.
Sure.
Yeah. The last couple months, it's just been unbelievable. Cars, boats, whatever. Whatever the list was with the emails and the tweets we got. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. But
Watch the Astros now make this thing interesting.
No, don't say that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to. Just go out. Go quietly. Go. You stink.
I wouldn't mind having...
You're under 500. Lose today and...
Look, if we had more Mattress Mac stories over the next 3 weeks, that'd be kind of fun. I like the breaking news today.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's phenomenal. He could have sat this one out today, too. I mean, imagine if the Twins win. Then what's the price? Yeah. Then they got to win two to keep the season alive.
Yeah.
That's why I loved it. So fascinating about the best of three.
The breaking news felt like a shot of espresso right into my veins. I'll take that every single morning.
Win it all, get it all.
Now, how about this? We have a guest coming up. He loves to fire in the high limits. He got here early, half an hour ago. He's up 12,000 already today playing video poker.